Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Autonomous cruise vehicles are trying to get back onto San Francisco streets following a suspension after one of the robo-taxis dragged a woman 20 feet on the street back in October. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, what does cruise have to do to get the okay from officials?
Well, what they've got to do is begin a process and go back over everything that they've done and what they need to do to try to make these vehicles more safe. They have to do it with the Department of Motor Vehicles and also with the State Public Utilities Commission. Because while local jurisdictions would like to have more say in how these cars operate and where they operate, the fact is, as it stands right now, it's pretty much up to the state to make that call. And while some congressional people like Anna Eshoo on the peninsula, where they're now talking about expanding service, is concerned and wants more reporting, and she's not alone with that, the vehicle through that is through the state. And actually, Matt Haney, a state assemblyman in San Francisco, has a bill proposed that would expand the questionable accidents, stops that are unplanned, and things like that, interferences that have been concerns in the past. They want those addressed. Local officials, I talked with Aaron Peskin about it. He says, yeah, Cruz is welcome back, but this time he wants him to be more upfront, more transparent, and basically more honest about what's going on.
But Phil, what about, you know, public pressure? It does seem that, you know, we've seen some of these autonomous cars set on fire by the public that maybe isn't as, you know, keen to see them on the road.
Yeah, that is a fact. You're absolutely right. These autonomous vehicles react in an autonomous way. And with an example you set, if you stand in front of them or you block them, they will stop. And a crowd then gathered around and started a fire within one. And then it really, really went up, which led to concerns by some about whether or not the fully electric, fully, how safe they were when it came to fires. But that has yet to be addressed as well. Right now, what they're kind of zeroing in on, and the autonomous cars people are working with as well, is one of the concerns was that they would wander in, let's say, to where there was a fire or a traffic accident or some sort of change in the roadway, and that they could be interfering with first responders. Well, one of the things they're doing is working on setting up these quick zones that you could, let's say that we got a response to a fire, that the fire department could put out this area around here, we want it blocked off. And the autonomous vehicles would just steer clear of that area. It would be like there would be an electronic fence around it, so they wouldn't get near fire trucks or ambulances. Another one is they're making it easier for first responders to, if they have an encounter with one of these cars, to make it move on their own without waiting for the company. So there are improvements being made on that front as well. But Nikki, you make a very good point. There's the big human element involved in all of this, because while you can program these things to react in a logical way, we humans are often illogical, and if we decide to stop these cars or prevent them from, or like you said, during demonstrations or something like that, decide to turn them into torches. That's something I don't think we have an app for that yet to control human behavior. I think it's easier to control an autonomous car than a human being.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.